from studios located in the rock capital of the world, Cleveland, Ohio. It's the VR2 Show. Vintage Rock Radio. Brought to you by the University of Findlay and VR2's flagship radio station, WLFC FM. Located in Flag City, USA, Findlay, Ohio. Here's Mike Eunice and Chris Kraus.
Mike, I can't wait to see. Are you downstairs?
Yes, come on.
Well, I've got to show this to you. You really won't believe it. And I've been thinking a lot about it. We've been talking about it, but I really think it's absolutely important that we, you know, take some time out to do a tribute for Don Cornelius.
Yes.
And I found this. I absolutely found this. Do you agree?
You found something?
I did. I found Stevie Wonder singing to Don Cornelius about Don Cornelius. It's a tape. I want you to hear it. You've got to hear it.
Is it from the original series?
It is. It absolutely is. It's amazing.
Soul Train, which is a show that we love so very much.
Completely. Yeah. Grew up on, actually.
And unfortunately, a legend has passed. And you know what? What's really cool?
What?
Is I have picked a song for this week from Stevie that is absolutely...
Get out.
Oh, it's one of those songs that... You probably can sing every word to. It's coming up, but what do you want to do first?
Could you hear the tape first?
Oh, I would love to.
I'm just too anxious.
Yes.
It's so exciting.
So our tribute to Don starts now with this. And it comes from no one better than Stevie Wonder.
Put your hands together, clap soft. When Don Cornelius, Soul Train, when Don Cornelius, and let me hear everybody say, where all the brothers and sisters get together, say, where all
How about it for Stevie Wonder?
Call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. But if you really love me, won't you tell me, yeah. And if you really need me, won't you tell me, yeah. Then I won't have to be. I see the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
baby, tell me.
Then I won't have to be playing around.
are too.
I know, right? We're just playing records.
You're right on time to take another hip trip with Mike and Chris aboard the Soul Train as they salute music industry legend Don Cornelius with this soul and R&B classic on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
To say that Al Green is hot just doesn't sound right anymore. Everyone knew that after his first gold single, but there have been five consecutive gold singles, four in 1 year. In that same year, 1972, not one, but two gold albums. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Green is not hot. The man is in orbit. And we shall not refer to him as a star anymore, for there are many stars in the sky. Al Green is the moon, and there is only one moon. There is only one Al Green. White's music is to say that it is the sound of young America. And as the big maestro joins us, gang, let's have a great welcome for him, Mr. Barry White.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we love and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough. Oh, oh, baby. My baby.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try.
It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change, something moving. I scream your name, look what you got to do with, darling. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh, no, babe. Girl, if I could only make you see and make you understand. Girl, your love for me is all I need, and more than I can stand. Oh, well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, girl, you're so unreal. Still, I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Cause you're blowing my mind. I get the same old feeling every time you're here. I feel a change, something moving. I scream your name, look what you got to do. And darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh no, babe.
Baby, it didn't take all of my life to find you. But you can believe it's gonna take the rest of my life to keep you. Oh, oh, man.
VR2 Show is about to make 2012 a whole lot greener. Listen to Mike and Chris this week during the VR2 Show, or log into www.vr2show.com now to learn how you could win $20,000 in cash. Exclusively from this station and VR2 Vintage Rock Radio. Recycling 20 of the greatest years in music radio, 1965 to 1985. That's VR2.
It's practically impossible not to be at least a fan of this man's if you've ever heard him perform. But once you become exposed to the full brilliance and the genius that has characterized his work over the years, like me, you become a worshiper of the fabulous Marvin Gaye.
Oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost my radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby us die. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used.
supposed to be? What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from me? Can't you stand?
We are two, and we are saluting a show that was produced by a man that was so incredible that I'm sure that every act on our little show this week would not have been as successful without him.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because it really was the longest-running, first-run, nationally syndicated program in television history.
Don Cornelius, Soul Train.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So, this little song was from a man that performed many times, and I think they had to be personal friends because
they were.
Did you know anything about that?
Yeah, I know that Marvin Gaye was a very good friend of Don Cornelius, and I also know that I'm not really sure how many times he performed on Soul Train, but I do know that this particular song was number 4 on the Billboard and number 1, Mike, on the R&B, and I remember him singing this song.
And again, I probably would venture to say that most of the acts and the songs that they delivered would not be so great without Don Cornelius and his show.
Well, you know, this was 1971. It was at a time, this song was at a time when Marvin Gaye actually kind of moved away from all those love ballads.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really exploring a deeper social theme.
People's war, stop the war.
Well, he was more aware of the universe and the powers of the universe. He was talking about that in this LP and in this song,
right?
Mercy, Mercy Me. And he's got such a casualness about his voice that is so completely recognizable. Berry Gordy actually didn't think that this song was going to be marketable at all, but it was, without question it was. And I love the congos and the sax on this.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Instrumentation is amazing.
Great
song. So, yeah, Mercy, Mercy Me.
And speaking of Mercy, Mercy Me, the whole lot of love coming out of this big guy from the former song, which was Can't Get Enough of Barry White.
Now, I remember him when he was on Soul Train. I remember that he was in to my recollection, it was a black tuxedo, and it had a lapel that was filled with sequins, and he was singing, and he had a handkerchief in one hand and swiping his brow with the other, and his hair, Michael, do you remember this? His hair was in a flip.
Yes.
Do you remember?
He was using all of the products, the Ultra Sheen products, to make that hair happen.
That sparkling collar. It was just, and those rings. He had all those rings on his finger. Anyway, and the Love Unlimited
orchestra
in the background, the big words with the Soul Train. It was it was a wonderful, wonderful show with Barry White.
Well, they actually did the Love Unlimited Orchestra, didn't they do one of the Soul Train themes?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They did. No question about it. Absolutely.
I know that T.S.O.P. did.
Yeah, T.S.O.P.
Yep, whatever. And before my favorite karaoke song, and I've said it before, but and maybe I'll even sing it for you. But
you promise?
Let's Stay Together, Al Green, who made multiple appearances during the 9 seasons that Soul Train existed.
Reverend Al.
The Reverend.
Yeah, the
Al
Reverend.
Green.
I just love how I feel when I hear this song. It's, to me, it's like a blanket. It just wraps itself around you and you're just comforted by it. It's so easy. His voice is amazing in this.
Yep.
And he was a good friend also of Don Cornelius.
Yes.
And he performed this in 1972 on Soul Train. This is a pure soul song. It reaches all the way down to your heart. It's definitely a top 10 casket for me, and it's a classic.
It's in my top 10.
Mine too.
Not only as an artist, but as a song, big time.
Big, great song.
Before that, we heard from, of course, one of the most celebrated acts to ever come out of Detroit. That is Stevie the Man Wonder. And If You Really Love Me, and you found quite a gem.
Did you like it?
It was fantastic.
I know, right? Isn't it amazing?
It's one of those moments where you take a star like him, and as big as he was, and it brings him down to a level that we all can touch.
I just can't believe that he's literally singing this song to Don Cornelius. I mean, it's just so amazingly perfect. I thought it was wonderful. It was, I think, in 1971 when this particular song, If You Really Love Me, was released, and it was number 8 on the Billboard and number 4 in the R&B charts. But, and I know in this, during this time, the Funk Brothers from Hitsville Studio mm-hmm. were doing the background on this. Yep. And this was the last effort, truly, for Motown before Stevie went off on his own and created his own studio and his own sound and played his own music on every record that he ever did.
Big time.
Yeah.
He's still big time.
Yeah. But Don Cornelius and Stevie Wonder, it was always wonderful just to watch the two of them.
Perfect. Well, if you're just tuning in, we are saluting the man, Don Cornelius, and his greatness for what he brought to the music industry. Soul Train, a show that ran 9 seasons. We, Chris and I, watched probably every season, maybe every episode.
I think I saw every episode possible. It was every Saturday. I couldn't wait to watch it. But to me, I say that Soul Train is more American than baseball or apple pie, or is equally important.
And it brought the African-American culture to a much more balanced place in our society.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean, the world was still very much in the 70s, early 70s, very old school, not in the sense of the music, but in the sense of the way they approached minorities and so on. And this man helped mainstream not only the music made by African-Americans, but the lifestyle.
Well, you know, Quincy Jones said it. He said that Don was a visionary. He was a pioneer. He was a giant in the music business. And Soul Train will be his greatest legacy, his mm-hmm. contribution to television, music, and the culture, African-American culture, and even the Caucasian culture. Because it was because of Don Cornelius and Soul Train that we got to look into this moment of dancers and singers and really learn about the African-American culture on television every Saturday.
Yep.
So he was a pioneer.
He was. And there are a lot of artists out there that would give him credit for their success. And two such artists will be in our next set of music. And there's no one bigger than, well, these two from the industry.
Oh, and my goodness.
Yes, they
are
standouts.
I'm so excited about the one we're going to do. It's coming up next. Don't miss it.
The universe is listening. Now, back to Mike and Chris on VR2. Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2 and Chris, I think we are about to hear a version of a song that you love so much.
Oh, I really do love this song. It's a Smokey Robinson song. And I got to tell you, it really doesn't ever get any better than what we're about to hear. In this life, in any life, this song is just unbelievable. And it is done by the two most wonderful superstars. And they've come together in this fabulous little duet to entertain us on Soul Train.
Here's a little bit of love on VR2 from two of our favorite artists.
Normally, Aretha, I guess our audience would expect you to sing a medley or sing one of your songs, but as a change of pace, mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you if you remember any of Smokey's songs.
Wait a minute, Don.
what I mean to say is, uh-huh. Are you old enough to remember any of Smokey? Just kidding, Smoke.
I'm telling you, it's not too late.
I did you wrong.
Yeah.
My heart went out to play. But in the game, I lost you. What a price to pay.
but I'm only human. You made mistakes too.
Mike and Chris are back in the basement playing records that rock the house on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
And now let's welcome aboard probably the greatest entertainer in the world, Mr. James Brown.
Across the tracks of your mind, into the exciting world of soul. Here's your host, Don Cornelius.
Hey, Don, welcome aboard for a trip that may leave us all somewhat breathless right after this very important message.
Time to play VR2's Greatest Years in Music Radio sweepstakes. Just guess the correct date between January 1st, 1965 and December 31st, 1985. And you could win up to $20,000 in cash. Now, here's Mike and Chris with today's contestant.
So, Chris, it's time for us to move on to contestant number 3.
I'm excited. Another opportunity for somebody to win $20,000 at the cash giveaway.
So, yeah. We have randomly drawn.
Right, we have. And we have, her name is Sarah Dillery.
And where is Sarah from?
Sarah is from Portales, New Mexico.
New Mexico?
I know, right? Can you believe it?
Wow, I've been off that little tram thing up the mountain in New Mexico. It's kind of cool.
I've been there, but I didn't go up a tram.
Well,
yeah, okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, we will.
And so we're going to call Sarah.
We are. Let's do that.
And we are going to see if she has picked the correct date between
January 1st, 1965 and December 31st, 1985.
Very good.
20 years.
20 years of great music radio.
Yeah, $1,000 a year. We're talking 20 grand Ola.
So let's try calling her now.
Good idea.
So here we go.
Okay. Well, I hope she answers this time.
Hello?
Hi, is Sarah there?
Excuse me?
Is Sarah there?
This is her.
Hi, Sarah. This is Mike Yunus and Chris Krause.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
We are from the VR2 show, and you registered for a contest to win $20,000.
Okay.
And we have chosen you as our next contestant to play the game.
Okay.
Okay? So, thank you for playing our game. You have chosen the date, January 18th, 1982. Does that sound better?
Okay. No, I know that, yeah.
Okay, we're excited to have you play the game.
Okay,
so you could be the winner of $20,000.
You could be. So we're going to push the button. It will randomly pick a number here, and you will either win or not win. But thanks for playing. Hold on 1 second. All right.
Okay, so you could possibly win $20,000.
And here, we're going to push the button, and here's what it tells us.
Your winning date is August 17th, 1978.
Well, almost, but thank you for, we do have a consolation prize for you. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, we're excited to have you participate in VR2's $20,000 cash sweepstakes.
Oh, thanks.
But we're sorry you didn't win, because $20,000, what would you have done with it?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
Oh, I know, right?
I'm moving. So probably would have put it towards moving.
Well, maybe next time, but we will send you a consolation prize and an autographed picture of Mike and myself.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
So keep listening to VR2.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye.
Be listening next week for your chance to win. Log into www.vr2show.com for official contest rules exclusively from this station and VR2. Vintage Rock Radio. Recycling the greatest years in music radio. 1965 to 1985. That's VR2.
All right. You're right on time to take another hip trip with Mike and Chris aboard the Soul Train as they salute music industry legend Don Cornelius with this soul and R&B classic on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio. Ow!
Yeah.
be aware that your latest release, Respect Yourself, is catching on very fast. And we're going to ask you to turn us on to it right now, okay?
All right.
One more time for the Staple Singers.
VR2 and girl, you better respect yourself.
Yeah, you think so? I do. I do, and I respect Mavis Staples singing
Mavis.
This 1971 hit.
Fantastic song.
Staples singers were amazing, weren't they?
They were, and my favorite line from this song is, put your hand over your mouth when you cough, that will help the solution.
Yeah, that is a good one. What I really like about the song, the scatting on this particular sound was originally done to show placement for where the horn section is, but it's so cool they actually kept it. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
I know. I was like, wow, Mac Rice is the songwriter on this. I do know something very important about the Soul Train aspect of this, that this was the very first Soul Train dance that anyone ever did the Soul Train dance line to.
Was it called the Respect Yourself Dance?
No. It was the line, the Soul Train line, where everybody danced.
Oh, like the train thing they
did. Yeah, this was the first song that they featured for that dance.
I love that.
In time. And it was like five episodes into Soul Train. Because in the first episode, it was more about how the studio was and and the songs and, you know, the band. And then well into it, five episodes into it, Don Cornelius realized, oh my gosh, you know, it's about the dancers. Mm-hmm. It's not only about the music. It is about the dancers. And so he started the Soul Train line.
And weddings were never the same.
You're right.
And you're really drunken parties were never the same.
Yeah, this is Muscle Shoals rhythm section again, featured in this song. And Stack Records. We love Stack's Records.
Stack.
Yep.
And before that, a band that, you know, ironically, I don't know if the word's ironic, but consequently never played on the stage of Soul Train. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No, they never actually played on the stage of Soul Train with Don Cornelius, but they were honored as a tribute.
Which is cool. Because,
at the Soul Train Awards, I think.
Well, again, their songs probably were played frequently. You know, they were not there live to perform them, but they were so, so huge and at this time on the radio, on television. They just didn't make their way to this television show.
Well, I know, but I do know that this was 1975 for Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sing a Song was such a great song, and Rolling Stone said of them that they were so innovative and precise and sensual that they changed the sound of black pop.
Yes.
Who knew?
And you know what it was then coined was funk.
Yeah, it was funk. Well, James Brown had a lot to do with funk. I also like that there is an instrument that is used in this song called the kalimba. You know, the thumb piano. That to me is exciting because I actually own one of those.
And that is very cool. You own one of those.
I do. I have.
Will you bring it to the show and play?
You know what? I should. That would be kind of fun.
I'll bring my trombone. You bring your kalimbo. What's it called?
It's kalimba.
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 That would be another TV show. But before that, we just mentioned James Brown, but the godfather of soul, Get Down With Your Bad Self, Cold Sweat.
Yeah, Cold Sweat is a really good song. 1974 for this one. And you know what? James Brown and Don Cornelius collaborated a lot. They collaborated on the show. They collaborated on business outside of Soul Train. And they were good friends. And geez, I can't tell you how many times. Of all the people that I remember, well, I remember watching Soul Train all the time, but it sticks out in my mind, the performance, absolutely the performance of James Brown, because he was such a showman.
Yes.
And he was so, you know, I'm not a huge James Brown fan, but he was a little too aggressive for me.
Mm-hmm.
But his instrumentation was exciting, and he had this amazingly tight horn section. This particular song, Cold Sweat, I remember it extremely well. Here's why. As a kid, I spent my life in a cape. These men in this particular song wore red capes. They wore red capes. They had trombones. The brass section was so tight and so amazing. It was so proficient. The movement was so amazing, and the congos were fantastic. But the capes, I wanted one.
All I got to say is they were super. But
1974 for this creator. And he was the creator of funk, too.
He was. And, you know, Cold Sweat for me, I mean, he was one of the wettest performers I've ever watched, and his hair was always had the wet look.
Yeah, well, he sweat. He was Mr. Sweat.
Cold Sweat.
Cold Sweat. Yeah, interesting. Interesting performer.
Yes, and before that, two more than interesting but fabulous, beloved performers from the day and for today.
What a romantic and soulful duet, just so wonderfully done by Smokey Robinson and Aretha Franklin. Both of these voices are absolute gifts from God, and they were both friends, as you heard, from Detroit, from the north end of Detroit. It brings to bring these two together on Soul Train, as Don Cornelius did, was really a moment in time. I love the lyrics where it says, "My heart went out to play, and in the game I lost you. What a price to pay." Smokey wrote this song.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't get any better than this.
Beautiful song, and that is a moment during Soul Train's show and that episode that will go down in history and has.
Yeah, and I'm going to say that Don Cornelius, this is a quote from Aretha recently, Don Cornelius single-handedly brought about a melding, a unity of brothers and sisterhood among young adults worldwide and globally with the unforgettable creation of Soul Train. And Smokey, upon his death, said it was an absolute musical tragedy.
Yeah, it certainly was. Well, we are going to move on in our little tribute to Don Cornelius and Soul Train right after this with a little bit more about the dance culture that was created and was celebrated during this show. So stick with us.
You're back in the groove on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio. Yeah, we're just playing records.
Magnificent ride on the Soul Train. We're coming at you with lovely Gladys Knight and the dancing, swinging, singing Pips.
VR2, celebrating the greatest music ever recorded.
Thank you.
Very difficult to single out one group. We're very proud to welcome aboard the Soul Train what we consider, to say the least, one of the best. They're products of the San Francisco area of California and known as the Fabulous Whispers.
VR2, and I'm rocking steady.
I'm rocking pretty steady myself. This R&B wonderful tune from 1987 from The Whispers.
The Whispers.
The Whispers. They were on Soul Train at least 12 times.
Wow.
Consecutively.
In 9 years, that's amazing. And no one beat them other than, I think the closest artist was it Cheryl Lynn?
Yeah, you're right. She was on quite a bit.
9 times, I think. But yeah, there are those facts.
I love this song. I love The Whispers, and I love this song. This is one of my top 10 caskets.
It's a dancer.
I know, right? And I love, in this particular, the words, I started to give up, but love wouldn't let it. But love wouldn't let it.
I started to give up, but love wouldn't let it?
Yep, that's what it says.
Okay.
And do you remember these guys? Do you remember what they wore? I do. They had tuxes on. They were red tuxes. They had white shoes. I mean, seriously, it was an amazing, and they had a lapel with a white rose in it, and I really do remember that.
Sounds like my prom outfit.
And some of the dancers, Soul Train dancers, joined them on stage to my recollection, and they just really rocked steady. It was a wonderful performance on Soul Train.
They are fabu.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
For sure.
Yep, the Whispers brought to us by, just before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips and a slow dance that's a little bit of a tearjerker, and probably a lot of people broke up to this song. Yes. I was one of them.
Did you really break up to this song?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey.
It comes to mind, you know, my sophomore year in high school, you know, one of your first heartbreaks.
Yeah, I had a few of those, and I've been around the block a few times myself. So 1973 for this song, I don't mean to not console your broken heart here, but neither one of us was number two on the charts. And I know that this song was written by an All-American quarterback, who Jim Weatherly, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this was one of the biggest Motown and soul hits. This is definitely, in my opinion, an old-school soul song.
Beautiful song. And, you know, this is one of those songs where I think Gladys's voice is absolutely spotlighted.
Oh, it's just so beautiful, really. And I also know that Gladys Knight performed on Soul Train in the pilot of Soul Train. So that's kind of cool.
Was that the pilot? So it would have been before 1971.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. Well, they couldn't have chose a better artist. So that brought us to a band that we love to dance with.
Boy,
Shalimar.
We sure do. Second time around for this song, Jeffrey Daniels and Jody Watley.
Well, it might have been the first time around for the song, but the title is Second Time Around.
And I know that Jeffrey Daniels actually taught Michael Jackson the moonwalk.
Huh. And he took credit for that.
Well, yeah, he did. It was called something back then. But yeah, for sure.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. It made him, I hope it made him some money.
Well, I'm sure that it did. He's a choreographer now, and Jody Watley actually went on to start her own label and sing jazz and great music.
She had some great hits on her own. After Shalimar, Do You Want Me, Real Love, I'm Looking for a New Love. Remember she said, hasta la vista,
yeah.
Baby.
She's just a wonderful performer. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
But the dancing is what really kicked off their careers. Before they were singers, they were dancers.
Well, they were all singers. They were all dancers without question. Soul Train audience, they watched the dancers for the next trends in fashion. They were also watching Don Cornelius, too. You always knew what was popular and what fashion was cool by just watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the dancers come to mind, some of the female dancers, especially the icon, Cheryl Song, who's the Asian lady. She was on the show for 14 years.
I remember her.
Do you?
Beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous. And she got on the show, as a matter of fact, because of Jody Watley and Jeffrey Daniels on a dare. They went to high school together. And also, what about Rosie Perez? She was one of the dancers. Do you remember that?
I wouldn't know the name, but maybe the face.
Yeah. And they did the scramble board. Remember how much fun that was?
That was their game that they played. And if you got it right, you got all those Ultra Sheen and Afro Sheen cosmetics.
You really did. It was a low-budget opportunity. The bulk of Soul Train was a live taping, and Mike, it happened on a Saturday and a Sunday. The competition to be a dancer was fierce. Kids were auditioned according to their appearance and their dancing skills. It all started about 10:30 in the morning, and everyone stayed till 8 or 9. A box lunch was served about 2 o'clock, 10 to 12 hour sessions. If you were auditioning, you were auditioning as a dance contestant, or, you know, it was like part of the big fashion show. Kids came as partners. They often dressed alike. They wore cat suits. Remember those? The wide lapels, the skin tight overalls, those elaborate platforms. The images and costumes were as carefully choreographed as the dances. And I remember Madison Cole. He was an authoritarian. He was the floor manager. He had control of the audience with truly an iron hand. He assured the applause on each and every take, and they say that everybody followed what he had to say. He delivered to the expectations and people. The audience instantly obeyed. Controlling the audience was an essential element to the success of the show. The dancers, in truth, were used as energy. They were used as a response to the performers, and they were budgeted. There were only three cameras, two on the floor, one on Don Cornelius, and wherever the camera pointed, there was some sort of action going on. And the dance moves, Michael, were replicated all over the world.
Yeah. So Madison was kind of like the conductor of the Soul Train.
Dude, he was the floor producer, and you listened to what he said.
Yep.
And if you didn't, you didn't have to stick around. You weren't allowed to be in the audience. You weren't allowed to audition. You couldn't come back.
Great insights into a show that was fantastic with a man who unfortunately and tragically has left us recently.
Oh, yeah. It was truly a hip show, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's time for us to jump on the peace train.
You know, from the Soul Train to the Peace Train.
Which is the hippest trip in America back in the 70s and today.
Without question.
Well, it is on a much sadder, more somber note. We will miss Don Cornelius.
And his legacy actually will live on through VR2, Vintage Rock Radio. Well, it's a sad ending to a phenomenal life. He single-handedly did change the culture of Black America, no question about it. So, with deep appreciation, right?
Yeah.
We say goodbye, and we say thank you to Don Cornelius. And tomorrow, we continue to tell his story. We share his influence and keep his pioneering spirit alive through VR2.
So, Chris, I will then say to you...
Yes?
VR2.
Peace to you.
And in closing, the man himself... Don Cornelius.
And that ought to hold you for a little while anyway. We thank you for joining us. We're going to ask you to be right where you are next week when we return. And you can bet your last money it's all going to be a stone gas, honey. I'm Don Cornelius, and as always in parting, we wish you love, peace, and soul.
Is listening.